Hello, everybody. Welcome to the next podcast we're doing for BVS Film Productions Final Cuts. Mm-hmm. Changing the format a little bit. This is just going to be some off-the-wall crazy stories that we have had in our life of advertising. You in the Madman era, which
the
is...
Madman era.
This is the end of the Madman era. So this story is particularly about... drunken salesman.
Well,
is
not really drunken salesman, but I want to call it the adventures of trade shows and meetings with clients and things that can happen when you just never expect it. You know, here's the funny thing. Okay, so I'm going back a couple of years here. I do not want to name names, nor the names of the clients, but I can name titles. So here we are at, well, you can name this name though. It's the Houseware show in Chicago. Fairly large show.
Huge. Yeah, it's a big show.
Fairly large show. Well, we had several clients there at the Houseware show, and the president of the agency wanted to take them out to dinner. So Morton's Chicago was the place. You can't beat it. Morton's is excellent.
Oh, yeah. It's super expensive.
It is super expensive.
But you guys had a huge
great
budget. You had to throw it on the card.
Well, it was a fairly sizable client. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and on a national basis. So you have the president of the agency, myself.
What was your?
I was vice president of account services.
Okay.
And I handled that account and a couple of others. But we had. Also, our creative director, another art director from the client side, as we call it, the president of the company, their public relations director, their marketing director.
And you're trying to schmooze them at the show, right?
Well, it was also thank you.
Thank you for being at the show.
For being, because we helped them at the show as well. You know, we helped them with getting ready for their exhibit and product launches and things like that.
So you threw a couple $1,000 at them.
It's a nice, nice thank you. Yes. Right. So we're all in Morton's, you know, people are getting ready to order their food, actually starting to order their food. And well, lo and behold, a former creative director from the agency who is now with another agency in Chicago, decided to pay a visit. I guess, you know, one creative talked to the other and said, hey, we're going to be at Morton's. Why don't you stop by? So he stops in. Well, that's the funny part, or the not so funny part. So, you know, he said, well, why don't you stop in? So, you know, in comes this gentleman, and he also has with him a photographer friend of his to take some pictures, you know, of the group and just kind of get some things.
So this is like the royalty of... of the, what was the houseware industry at your dinner?
I would say it's the royalty of the company that was exhibiting at the houseware show.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, you can buy their products today.
they're a big company. Sure.
Very. So at any rate, this is crazy. So that creative director that's now in Chicago also happened to be totally trashed. I mean, totally trashed. Everybody, how you doing? You know, hugs and this and that. And they said, well, you know, while you're here, why don't you go ahead and have a seat then? So, you know, out of anything, out of courtesy to have a seat. Well, they're starting to serve food at this point in time.
Boy.
And all of a sudden, like the Exorcist, right across the table, hits the person next to me. She is freaking... The president of our agency is looking like a deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
The president of the company
that you're trying to schmooze
is also the deer in the headlights.
Oh, my God.
And in my mind, I go, this account is gone. And it was just the weirdest thing. I mean,
Wasn't it like millions? I mean, you guys were doing millions.
Multi-millions.
Wow.
And,
so what happens right after that? I mean, the guy.
He apologized, and obviously he was asked to leave not only by our group but by Morton's people.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a very interesting experience.
This is before or after dinner was brought.
This was during the serving of appetizers.
Okay.
Kind of spoiled a little bit of the dinner.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah. But it went on from there. So all one can do is order another bottle of wine and keep
what did
on going.
How did that end up for you guys when it was done?
Well, you know, I mean, we still retained the account for a year, but it did go up for a review after that, and went to an agency in New York. So, but that's only one of many tales. I'm not going to tell you every one of them. We'll save them for another episode where, you know.
There's a lot of alcoholic episodes.
Well, not only alcoholic. I mean, just strange things that happen when you're at a show or
Well, it's really funny traveling. How people change, too, when they drink.
Well, yeah.
There were some that I've known over the years that, you know, they're the nicest people when you're sober, but you don't even realize it. And then they start having a couple of drinks and they turn into like this evil wacko.
I think we'll make this three stories episode. Okay.
Yeah, you got another one?
Well, this one is a totally different client, and we're helping to produce their national sales meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to be in Florida at one of the resorts, and you know, we have the big ballroom and AV and all these things set up. 2 days with speeches, product introductions, and there was a person at that company that always said, well, I never get to go to these events. I never get to go to the meetings.
We know why.
Well, you know what? You can go to the meeting.
Yeah.
But you can watch the video. I mean, you can, you know, watch the video camera in the back while they record the meeting.
Harmless.
So very. And the night before, though, as all meetings and conferences and trade shows go, there's, you know, the reception and the bringing in of people and networking and so forth. Well, apparently that gentleman happened to also overindulge. It wasn't noticeable that night. I mean, he wasn't, you know, blatantly, you know, that. It was just that he overindulged. So the next morning, this is at the event. We are at the table with the audio and visual, and we're monitoring things and who's speaking and doing what. And during lunch break, one of the senior people from the company, the son of the owner, came up and said, we want to put a video on. I go, what, you want to put a video on? He goes, yeah, we want to put a video on. So-and-so, you know, was trashed, and he never got up to come to the meeting. So I wanted to put this video on a little later. Well, one of the other people at the company, they actually went to the front desk and said, we're concerned about one of our guests. We think that we went to check the room. Well, they went and had the room opened and went in with a video camera.
Oh, my God.
The guy's under a blanket, and they videotaped it. And they said, this is his penalty for not showing up this morning.
Oh, so, man.
I go, are you sure you want to do this? They go, we're going to do that. So during the next part of the meeting, any speaker that came up kept saying, where's so-and-so? Huh, don't see him. Hmm. Next speaker, where's, are you back there? Don't see him. And then that last speaker, the son of the owner, comes up and goes, I think we have him. He couldn't make it here, but we have this, you know, recording. Click. And then on it came. And I'm like, is there a lawsuit going to happen here?
Oh, my God.
You know, but so it was an interesting tale. However, the funny thing is, he got over it. They all got a big laugh, of course, and, you know, totally embarrassing. But that was his, you know, his, now let's say his penalty for not showing up when he was asked to do it the whole time.
Yeah,
and however, we did another meeting another year later and did a second video for that meeting starring the members of the company. Mm. And lo and behold, it was a star segment of the next video. So he kind of participated in it. Now he's the guy, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it was all one big family, really. So it was kind of interesting. But
not too bad. Okay.
You never know what's going to happen at, you know, various events and shows and such. But I find it, you know, you always got to be on your toes. But if you are hosting, you know, don't overdo it.
Yeah.
You know? Don't get crazy. Don't, you know, start inviting people that you don't know into a meeting or something like that with the unexpected.
That's probably the best lesson to learn with this stuff is if you're going to do a big meeting like that, take the people out the night before that you think are going to be questionable. Boom. You do that, then at least you're going to find out whether they're going to be drunk or not at the meeting. Because alcoholics primarily can't stop drinking. Yeah. You give them two or three drinks, they're just going to keep drinking until, you know, if they're not social drinkers. So it's a good opportunity to do that, you know.
Well,
so
when some of these events, too, these people, I mean, they tend to do that. Well, story number three.
All right, give one more.
One more, that's it. Las Vegas.
We'll see how many
Where else
use.
Can you not drink but Las Vegas?
Yeah.
So this is part of an association meeting, and one of the groups in the association from our area here wanted to, put on our own private event before the evening event. So we had this at the Mandalay Bay, and they have a really cool Mexican restaurant in there. So we, you know, rented that out for the afternoon, late afternoon, early. But nonetheless, you know, we're all in there socializing, doing our things. And I'm just talking to one of the other associates and coworkers, and out of the side of our eye, off the bar stool. Remember the famous off the bar stool? Boom.
Oh.
This gentleman went right off the bar stool. I mean, down and out. Wow. So what do we end up doing? Here I am, arm over one shoulder, arm over the other shoulder.
This we're walking is a friend him through. Of yours?
No, he was from somewhere else, but he's, you know, he's at this event. So apparently he overindulged. Mm. So we're walking him down through the casino, you know, and people are looking like, oh, gee, and the guy's like, ah. So all we could do was open the elevator door and go, foomp, and got him to his room and boom, good night, see ya. But
that was it.
I think what it is, if you do, you were just saying earlier that if you see something like this, bring it to someone's attention so that if they're superior or if they are, you know, they're, if it's their boss or an associate, kind of see, you know, if you can kind of couch them a little bit better to either control it or take a break. And
I've always found is if it's someone that's really addicted to alcohol, there's not much you can do to, it's either all or nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's, you know, that's just the way it works, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And those are the ones you talk about. Those are the ones you remember. Most people can usually handle their alcohol and they get the hangover in the morning, but some of them they can't, you know, and that's sad in a way.
Well, it is. And so, I think when you look at that environment, the trade show and meeting environment, that's not like a meeting in an office where you just go, hey, we need our group together.
Right.
This is a designated meeting in a location at a facility, convention center, hotel,
right,
where the people are gathering, you know, and sometimes they're just away from home and they want to feel more free.
But, exactly.
Yeah. So should I tell you the story about the hookers then?
It's a hooker story too.
A hooker story. Well, that's another story for another episode.
Yeah, but, let's do that. We'll save it for another.
Let's face it, everybody loves to make podcasts and vodcasts, but nobody wants to edit them. Well, except for us. At Premier Podcast Productions, we professionally edit and distribute podcasts and vodcasts for companies around the world. Our process is simple and affordable, allowing you to stay focused on what you do best, developing great content and building your subscriber base. From recording and editing to final distribution and marketing, we can help every step of the way to make your podcast stand out and get the results it deserves. Contact us today at PremierPodcastPros.com to take your podcast to the next level.